There's an I-Team report out of CBS Boston about a vet who finally got his VA's doctor's appointment. Problem is, it was 2 years after he died. CBS station in Boston has an article said he was steadfast. He took care of us all these years. Suzanne Chase of Acton was talking about her husband, Doug, a Vietnam veteran who was diagnosed with a brain tumor in 2011. In 2012, she tried to move his medical care to Veterans Affairs Hospital in Bedford. It was so difficult to take him in the ambulance into Boston. We wanted to be closer. They waited about 4 months and never heard anything. Then Douglas Chase died, unfortunately, in August of 2012. But 2 weeks ago, he got a letter from the VA in Bedford saying they could now make an appointment and have him see a primary care doctor. It was addressed to her husband, she said. She opened it, and she was in complete disbelief. So, yeah, there you go. There's another Veterans Affairs disaster out there. Mr. Obama, what are you doing about it? This poor gentleman passed away from a brain tumor. He might have died anyway, it doesn't matter. Nevertheless, 2 years later, they now say he can come see his doctor. How disappointing is that for the family? I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.